Today's Bible reading will be taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. That's Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." This ends the Bible.
Amen. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
We thank God for his mercies and love towards our life. This is another great day in the sight of God. We know what the Lord has done to each and every of us in one way or the other. The topic of today is doubling up our Christian race. What I say? Doubling up our Christian race. In the journey of life, we Christians are in a race, and that's why we are picking the last phrase, the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. We are picking the last phrase in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and says, "And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Each Christian has set up his world with a race. We are running the race on this surface of the head. While waiting for what? For our Lord Jesus Christ. One thing is very sure. If the second coming of Christ is a scam, if heaven we all are hoping for is not sure, death is sure. Are you with me? I said again, one thing is sure. If the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is a scam, and the heavenly hope we are all hoping for is not sure, death is what? Is sure. Why am I saying this? I don't know of yours, but I've lost some loved ones that are among me. Someone that I love, someone that close to me, after what? Died. So that's appreciate that what? Death is what? Is sure. And if death is sure, that means the promise that Jesus Christ has promised us over 2,000 years ago is what? Is sure. How good are you and I waiting for that glorious day? The day is coming. I don't know, maybe today. How prepared are we? So to get to heaven, when Christ has gone over 2,000 years to prepare for us, we must double up our Christian grace. We must be prepared all the time. John 14:1-3 says, "Let your heart be troubled." Our heart has not been troubled. Even Christ's spirit of God was troubled when Lazarus died and Mary came to him and was what? In tears. And others that followed him was tears. They said what? The spirit of the Lord was troubled. So I'm troubled. You might be also troubled in one way or the other. What troubles I have will differ. But that was said, you must not be what? Troubled. You must not be worried. What goes around, what comes around, you can't be nature that taught me a lot of things. We can't get everything. We cannot get everything. Pray for one tonight. You must be lacking one thing. That will make life worth sweet to live. You can't get everything. Pray from now till what? The kingdom come. You will never get it. I lack something, you lack something, we rub our hands together to make life what? A better place to live. He said, as our heart has not been troubled, have we not been passing through one challenge or the other? We do. Christ said, we must not fill our heart with worry or fear, but instead be filled with peace. And that one I want to tell people, I don't believe in money. Money does not give us what? Happiness. All material things around us don't give us what? They don't give us joy. They're just there to maintain one thing or the other. The real peace is where? It's in Christ Jesus. How much is tomorrow money? It's very big. The Bible said what? Our hearts only what? Eager to what? To get more. Nobody has more than satisfied. Nobody. I'm paying $1,500 today. I've been looking at how to pay what? $3,000. Without $3,000, I'm still looking for what? To get what? For. So money and other material things does not give us peace of mind. We must try to learn how to allow Christ to live in us. So this will only allow us to go ahead and what? And buckle up what? Our bed. This year, 2024, on 31st of 2023 to 4 January 2024, we may all in our different homes have a resolution. Am I right? That this year, I want to dedicate all my life to serve God. How many of us have been able to fulfill all our resolution? Today is what? 24th of our what? Of November, the last Sunday of November. We've spent 90% of our day, of our life in this year. We are left with only what? 10%. The reason why I said was what? Doubling up what? Our Christian race. Often, when I go to the center or in a train station, you see people running. Why? Because they want to catch what? Their train. They want to catch up their what? Their bus. They want to catch up what? Their plane. I've expressed many of them. I remember last time my brother was coming here, the flight could not take them off. You know how painful it is. When you are being delayed at the airport, you are being delayed on the bus, even in this bus station here at this center, you may miss your appointments. You see people now running, and they are asking what? Banting. Brother, what? You want to meet up. Let us also run the same race, so that we can meet up. The resolution we have decided in January 2024, that we will not meet up, we are not meet up with. It may be some parts in our life that want to change, but you have not been what? Totally removed. Let us double up and see what we can do before the 10% goes off. And that's why I'm encouraging you and every one of us that are here at this moment that we want to double up what? Our Christian race. It is not easy. In a race, there's a rule. Am I right? In any race, there's what? A rule. And if you want to win the race, must follow the rule properly. If you win a race and you meet the rule, it's what? Cancelled. And I don't know how many of us are on that race, and I don't want us to run that race in what? In vain. There's a song that I could have learned to talk this morning. He said, "Hold my hands, hold Lord, that I don't run in vain. Hold my hands, oh Lord, that I don't run in vain. Hold my hands, oh Lord, that I don't run in vain. That I don't run this heavenly race in vain." This, you see, most time I got my inspiration from songs with songs. No, not much of our teaching or sermon. Even most of the sermons we have, they even bring some of them from what? From the hymns, inspired words. That this race is not a race I can run by myself, God. Hold my hands to run this race to the end successfully. We may be running the race and we may be running the race in vain. We may be doing the things that think we are right and they are not right. There's someone that can tell us that, Lucky, sit right. Lucky, turn left. And that is the scripture that will guide me through and tell me the rules or what of the race. If you are a Christian and our Bible is not our what? partner. You may be running the race in vain. You may just be come to church for coming sick. That thing that needs to be put in place may not be there. Recently, the new elected president of America said some word that touches me. He said America is missing something. Christianity must what? Or turn back to America. Everyone must have what? A Bible. I don't know whether some of us have had that clip. I saw this clip by what? Donald Trump. If he can realize that America is missing something, definitely we also should realize that in our family, we are missing something. You may be missing what? The Christian love. You may be missing what? The Bible. Yeah, we have the Bible in our house, but we're not reading it. The Charlie Cooper says he that had a book and does not read it is equal to who that don't what? That don't have at all. I have a Bible, I don't read it. You don't have a Bible at all. You are the same. So there's knowledge in the Word of God when you open it and see how it can work, it can bless us. So let us, as a Christian, read together that we are in a watch, in a race that takes such great perseverance that we need to run together. It is a spiritual word, exercise. That requires what? Preparation, discipline, and focus. I said what? Preparation, discipline, and focus. When I was going for my charity test, when I was practicing my charity test for driving alone, there is one thing they said in it, that if I go into a place, prepare more, have more time to go so that I will not be delayed on the road. This can happen on the road. So if you move us, you should get prepared, have enough time for the journey we are embarking on. So also in this Christian race, we must 100% what? Be prepared to meet up those tasks that are before us. As a Christian, we must be able to fight the battle. There was a battle in life. If you do not pass, fight the battle, you are not yet a Christian. Your faith cannot be tested. You must fight the battle. That's for you. That is the battle for you. The battle I'm facing is not the same battle everybody is facing. Any soul that was born on this earth is facing one battle or the other. I don't want to know whoever it is. So you know, some of you may be childbearing. Some of you can be wanting or the other sleeping. Some people are having a problem of sleeping. I remember a brother in my country. He cried every day. He had money, he had everything. But he said he can't sleep. He had gone to different hospitals. He couldn't sleep. This is our trouble. This is what is battling on his own. So we have a different battle we are battling. Some of you might be academic, academic sound. Because he's reading books and not what? Fascinating. Not that he doesn't want to read. He wants to read, but he's not comprehending. That's the trouble. I can't continue to work and read all this. So let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. God has a race for us to run. God has a purpose for our life. To run this race, we need to acquire that God's purpose for our life is what matters. And we make it our number one priority to discover and complete this purpose. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 13. All the authority of man on this earth is to what? To fear God and keep what? But to us now, all that need to work, to go and work, make money, enjoy, and look good. Am I right? That's all we are hoping for. If I get all the money, what really in my head is what? Which job am I going to do? How shit am I going to take? How much am I going to make? How to pay my bill? Yeah, you have to do those things, but that's not our priority. That's not our priority. I'm looking for a day whereby all of our stress will be reduced. We'll be able to create more time for God. There's more joy in it. Anytime I come here to worship God, if I'm not fulfilled, the whole week is bad. Because it's my hanging room. After a year, no other area. And that's why even in the place of work, I sing all the time. I told him I sing all the time. It's very strong that word that lift up my spirit. But the Lord may come what at this hour. Let me give us a scenario that happened to me. I got an appointment for a job by 2 p.m. A bus took me off at the center. I had the same bus. We all had the same race. But because I couldn't, the Google map I was looking, the bus was rolling around that particular area. And I approached the driver. Please, this is where I'm going, because the new driver said doesn't know it. And the man that's beside said, well, it's a new driver, the other can do. What happened? I have to come down. By the time I now check the address again and put the Google map, I have 30 minutes to walk. 30 minutes to what? To walk. And I have 20 minutes to, it's about 20 to 2 o'clock. They now give me a call. Lucky, where are you? I say, I'm already on the way, but I drop on the wrong road. You must meet up by what? By that too. That way I can understand that running and walking, they are two different things. I walk, I run. But that bad that I cannot take it again, I won't take it a little bit. I run, so I can meet up with just 10 minutes. 10 minutes that I needed to what? To cover up. So also in our Christian race, you may be in that same area. You may be in a race where the driver that is driving your vehicle is a what? A newborn baby. He doesn't know anything. You need to now find a way to study. Now ask questions so that you will not be running on a what? On a wrong path. So Christian race is a race that is designed for every one of us as a Christian to run that can be running what successfully. There might be turns on our way, as I said, that in my face, some might be irritating, some might be annoying, some might be frustrating, some might be pain, some of them might be trouble, a way of sort of what unhappiness. You know, sometimes the way we dress sometimes, and know some of our brothers and sisters, you may not know. The way we talk, our movements, and know some of our brothers and sisters, they may not tell you. That is in the part of this country, that's what I see in my country, where I come from. When you have come to the church, you see, before you go to church, you must check yourself whether I'll dress a little better. But I was teaching about elders. Those elders will call you. One side. Sometimes they dress it up. Even maybe your tie, put it properly for you. These are things that happen in the house of the Lord. I love people correcting me. And I love also probably to test your ability to know who you are. So that I will not be running this train until I believe I'm running correctly. You can help me, I can help you. And that's why we are what? We are brethren. Brethren are not in the world. You know that the world does not understand what they call it brethren. In the heart of the Lord, we don't understand what we call brothers and sisters. What I can share with my blood sister, I think we share with our spiritual world, brothers and sisters. And that's the way we can grow. I remember when I came to this country, I talked with Paul. He was in a tight corner. I said, well, there's nothing I can do. He said, okay, well, I'll take you to that place. He drove me, do you remember that time? About 32 minutes or 30 minutes drive to Coventry. That's what we have. You talk about Edda this morning. They don't have a word, they shift. Our wife should be ready to work for the task. You may have a call around 2 p.m. in the midnight. You have to stand up. No shit. You are right. For headers, they call you at any time you are not prepared. But you should be ready to work to take the task. And you cannot do the low to work without the support of what? Of the wife. You will be happy to talk about it. We will also talk about area where our wife was. We support us. But by the time you are going to do it, and why say why? No. You are trying to make sure some people are happy, and you are neglecting your own. It's a big task. And I pray the Lord will see us through in Jesus' name. Amen. How do we run our Christian race? We need to eliminate whatever we hinder our race. There are things that might hinder our race. They are distraction. We must what? Eliminate them. And how do we eliminate them? by checking the scripture and find that what I'm doing or what is in front of me is not according to what? To the will of God, then take it away. From the first one, the first part, he said what? Those things that are a kind of burden, even in the airport, if you carry overload, what do you call it? They ask you what? Take it away. I think the size of the bag is 23 kg. If you carry above 23 kg, you have to what? You have to drop it on the floor there. Take the other carry from you and drop it down over there. So those that overweight all that everything you must what? Eliminate them. So I can be free. The plane will be free, will not be overloaded. So everything that too loaded in our body as a Christian, we should find a way to what? To eliminate them. It can be our way of talk. Who's the perfect man? Perfect man that was that the one was not stumbling what in his speech. But many of us stumble in our word in our speech. It may be one of those things we must eliminate. Run our race with endurance. Let us run with endurance that the race that is set for us. Looking up to somebody, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of what? Of our faith. This is the person we can look unto that can help us on this race. Do we Christians realize that we are in the race? Yes. Apostle Paul gave us a good example in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Are we there? Yeah, I've asked us to draw a time pattern from verse 1 to 9, but we're going to take it 7 to 8. He said, I have fought the good fight. That means, 7 chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. I have what? Fought what? A good fight. Those things that have been a thorn in his life, he has fought it. Those things that have been an obstacle on his journey, he has fought it. Those things that may be a hindrance to him, those things that are affecting his strength to work for preaching the gospel, he said what? He has fought it. So we also agree with what? Must fight those battles. The battles are battles we can win. They are not because they are what we can work, we can win. But because we are what? We neglect them. It becomes a trouble to us. He continued, he said, I have finished the race. What race? The race that was set for him. He can find the words, I have finished it. We also must be prepared the word to finish that race. There are two things for us to finish. Either Christ come or death come. The race what? The race will end. Two things will happen to man. For your race to end, two things will surely happen. Either death come before Christ or Christ come before what? Before death. Then the race will be ended and that was our judgment. I have kept the faith. In our time of trouble, must not compromise faith. In time of our trouble, we must not compromise what? The faith. While Apostle Paul was fighting the trouble, the challenges that come across his way, he never allowed his faith to be what? To be derailed. You know when our faith is delayed? If you have a challenge, the devil brings us an option. He brings us a good option. And we are not very careful, we follow the option and we are leading to what? To destruction. 8. Finally, they laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearance. So the crown is not for him alone, for every one of us that are Christians. This three statements reflect Paul's struggle in preaching the gospel of Christ and his victory over the struggles. What are the challenges we are facing? We need to double up and come out of it in order to win the race. There's a phrase in Ephesians chapter 9, verse 11, that the race is not for the swift. And maybe that one we say, Moses was saying to God, I can't speak well. I can't be able to talk to the world, to far out. God said, you know, I know. You of your mother. We also have that challenges. How can I go to fight this battle? I can't run very far. I can't do this. I can't do. God does not accept any excuses. There must only be a way out. Either within the brethren or in what? In our family. So we need to look up to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Even though we are not the smartest, we are not the strongest, we are most knowledgeable brothers or sisters, God will surely give a way out in all means. You may not know how to sing, but what other part of the service are you involved? You may not be in teaching. What other part of the service are you involved? That you put all your 100% in this. That if I'm involved in this, the Lord, even those that even sweep the floor, may have more reward than any other person. Your capacity is what God wants. Everybody may not do the same thing. You may not be able to come down here and do anything, but arranging and organizing the church may be your kudos at the end of the day. So, what I'm not saying this morning, Lord, let us all of us double what? Our effort in our Christian race. In whatever race, in whatever capacity we are working, in the service of God, we must work, double up to it. And that will be the only opportunity what we have in life. With more consistent effort and productive progress will lead to success. Our service towards God will never be in vain. In Jesus' name. Amen. When we put more effort in things of God, in the things of what? Of the Spirit. Those that are in the of the spirit world, they put their mind into the world of the spirit. But those that are of the flesh, put what? Their mind into the world of the flesh. And that's what we are not what? We are not contending on. Upon the Paul encouraging us as a Christian to run this field with the purpose of winning what? The crown. He that only race is looking for what? To win. And even in football, you know who that will cry much? It's not the third, but the second. Have you ever written that? When they have first, second, and third position, the third does not cry so much. They don't feel the pain so much. But the second feel the pain because they are seeing the crown. The cross is just the cup is in front of them, but they will not get it. So they feel more pain than those that win third or fourth or fifth. So when we run the race, let us want our son that work that want to win it. In between our service, how mindful are we when we are even here? Like for example, the job I'm doing here is not making me comfortable. But I know one day I will shift up. The only day I have my week, that was on Wednesday. I don't come here on Wednesday. But one day I was off. And I hope this coming week I'm going to be off again on Wednesday. I have to be here. They are learning about the kings, minor and major prophets. This is a lesson that is part of the thing you need to learn so that you can be able to grow as a Christian. Not only can you say I'm a Christian, it's more than that. We must try ourselves to see how we can run the race successfully. My topic this morning is what? Doubling up our Christian race. We can do it. If I was supposed to do it, I will not have to what? Can do it. If I can do it, Brother Paul can do it, everyone can what? Can do it. This is a race that is not, I'm only one to win. We must hold each other's hands. We must what? Hold each other's hands to win that race. The race is not going for only one person, for everybody. As a team, when we work hand in hands, when we're able to connect one another, in what? In love. We have to call attention to somebody. I don't like when everybody see that one day. I don't like party. I don't like birthday. You tell lies a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother Lucky is very nice. He's so good. You don't tell me I'm wrong. I feel bad in it. Yes, I don't think I know I'm good in this area. What of the bad side? Have you tell me about that? I've been to many people that speak about any program or anything. They only tell them, oh, he's a nice man. He's calm. He's cool. He's easygoing. He's everything. We are not helping the brother or sister or any body. What about that body in the life of the person? Have you told him that? But after all this, you should work on this area. This one makes us a Christian. If you came out of the church there, you are nice. I don't know my way, but I know I'm really nice. What would that person mean? Let me call those God. That's one of the things I want us to know. In conclusion, let us look at 1 Peter chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. 1 Peter chapter 9. Are we there? 1 Peter chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Do you not know that those who run the race all run, but want to see the prize? There is that for every one of us. He said, run in such a way, run in such a manner that you may obtain it. Not just run for running's sake. Run for the purpose of what? On winning the crown. And I pray the Almighty God with pleasure richly as we attract all our efforts to double up our effort in God in this Christian race. In Jesus' name. And I want us to still go with these songs, and I pray every one of these. I'm going to come back to